Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, as he is on a regular basis. We enjoy having Jeff on the show. He is one of the top small business experts that I know, and especially in the area of micropreneuring, the little bitty guys out there, as I have been. Not that I'm that my company is that big now anyway, but I've been around over 20 years, and so it looks like I might make it. But of course, for all small businesses, as Jeff will attest to, the jury's always out on us, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
And he is the chief home officer, the author of Safe at Home, also Home Office Know-How, and a columnist on Small Business. You'll see his byline in print and in digits all over the world. Jeff, what's going on?
I'm still waiting for the jury to come back with a verdict on what's going on in small business these days. You know, or the jury's still out. No, it's a busy time.
You know, Blasingame's first law of small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Undercapitalized small business, exactly. Yeah, to look at lean times and then see. It's funny because you try as best you can to keep the money flowing, to go out and prospect. I was reading Seth Godin this week was talking about having that bird in hand and how to really service a client. And
yep.
We go out and we spend so much time doing the work, and then we forget about the marketing, so the well dries up when the
yep.
work is done, and then you have to go back out and drop your lines in the water. Let's mix some metaphors here. So the well's gone dry, so you have to
yeah.
drop some lines in the water, got to reel some in.
Well, maybe that's the problem. You're trying to catch fish in a well, Jeff.
Trying to catch fish.
That's your problem.
Exactly. And catch a lot of water.
I've made your day now. I've solved your problem.
Absolutely. So now my day is, I've accomplished one big thing for the day. Now I can go back to sleep.
Go fish in the river, not in the well. That's it, folks. We can close up shop now. We've done what we need to do.
There's a blog post there somewhere. But I think it's a matter really of almost being chameleon like in the way that the chameleons have the eyes that go in different. Isn't it a chameleon? I think that has
yep,
the eyes
yep,
that goes in different
yep.
directions, and watching all sorts of things around you and making sure that you can see what's going on and being attuned to changing market forces. I mean, if you have not been adaptable and had a constant eye on several areas of the horizon over the past 2 to 3 years, then you're probably suffering tremendously, because there has been so much change. Clients have changed, clients have gone, new clients
yep.
have come, asking for new things that we didn't know. We've had this conversation before, things that we didn't know that clients would be looking for. We've had to adapt our offerings.
One of the things that's huge, and this is something I've been trying to get across to small business owners as much as I can, is the way technology is influencing your business model. Not just the way you create things and manage things, but how technology and the internet and all the associated innovations, how they're affecting your business model.
Right, right. I have an article coming out in the South Florida Business Journal that looks at the use of, for example, surveillance,
mm-hmm.
simple web-based cameras, IP cameras, internet protocol cameras, and other, closed-circuit television. And I'm not talking about $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 solutions.
Right.
Things that start in the low hundreds to, $250.
Right.
That can be used for surveillance.
And are these the kinds that you can upload and you can monitor from wherever you are? Because
Absolutely.
Because the application is in the cloud.
The application is in the cloud. You install it locally on a computer, and then it uses your internet to establish.
Didn't you just put one of those in your daughter's dorm room at Florida?
She doesn't know it, and my son doesn't know about the GPS in the car. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so we keep quiet about these things. But these are things that, and these are not just because you don't. It can help curtail theft and what they call shrinkage in the workplace, for people stealing
right.
things. One person I interviewed, he said, I didn't do it for theft. I did it for productivity. When employees know I'm watching, they tend to be more productive.
Well, that's good. I need to get one of those because that when I'm gone out of the office, that'll prevent the kickers with my employees have while I'm gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And, you know, to come back before speaking of wells running dry, before the kegs run dry. but you know what?
This is something. Folks, you've heard me talk about it. Jeff and I have talked about this. The incrementalization, the democratization of technology, getting it tinier and tinier, and also the cloud. You know, the price of the hardware has come way down on a lot of these things, but also the application by being able to acquire the power, the processing power in the cloud. Meaning, you know, web-based tools, by being able to do that and rent that capability on a monthly basis, this has changed not only the way you secure, for example, you secure your operations, Jeff, but it's changed other things. If you're, for example, if you're in the business of providing high-quality, you know, really sophisticated security systems, and I know people who are, you probably do too, This is a game changer for them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen that you know, we've spoken of this before, you know, whether you're using something like Google Docs and being able to work remotely without taking content with you. I did an article 2 weeks ago looking at how to secure your laptop when you're on the road. And one of the main things somebody said is, and I've said this, I've written this for years, never carry data on your laptop. You hear these stories recently, U.S. Right. military lost a laptop that had, you know, hundreds of thousands of veteran and active service personnel and their social security numbers. Well, if that data was not on the laptop, it wouldn't have been such a problem.
Right.
If you carried it in a flash drive, if you carried it on a CD-ROM, if it was in the cloud, and you download it, work with it, upload it again, and all the laptop becomes is essentially a dumb terminal in order to access content off the cloud, off the internet.
And that's good advice in some ways, Jeff, but in some ways it's not practical.
Well, in some ways it's not.
Because you can't always access the cloud, and sometimes things you want to work on is just raw files that you want to work on. And, you know, so I hear what you're saying, and I agree with that, but for my purposes, I'd rather secure my laptop than a thumb drive.
True, you know, but
because I own lots of thumb drives. I don't know where any of them are right now.
Well, the 12,000.
I'm looking at my laptop.
I'll bet you the people who lost their 12,000 laptops lose their 12,000 laptops every week at airports around the world.
12,000 a week? Wow. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. 20 after. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including an incredible body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the last, 11 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And so check it out there, and he and all the other Brain Trust members, about 1,500 or so, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, don't forget to take our poll question. We always have a poll question on the homepage on the right side, and you can read the question and click once for your answer. And submit it, and we'll record your answer and report back on how the poll turned out, as we do every week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey is our guest. Jeffrey, we need your website. Chiefhomeofficer.com, is that right?
Chiefhomeofficer.com is the easiest way to find me.
Absolutely. And all your stuff, the articles, all the good things that you do is all right there.
Absolutely. Links to my Twitter feed.
They can find your books there.
They can find all my content is all on on the website.
All right. So right there at chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey, I want to come back to this surveillance thing. Can you talk to us a little bit? I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who perked up their ears earlier in the previous segment when you said that, you know, this thing is the surveillance capability, these little cameras. are now like, you know, in the hundreds of dollars.
Right.
And you can buy the, the monthly subscription to the monitoring, right? Well, you can be in Timbuktu and still be, if you can log on, you can see your cameras.
Yeah, quite often it's not even monthly subscription. Quite often it's once you've bought the product and it establishes an IP address over your network. So you're just logging in as long as your computer stays on and your router back home stays on. You can log into a specific internet protocol address and see the camera in action.
So you got to have a server, so to speak, some kind of a computer that's running all the time to do that. In that particular application.
Absolutely.
But I believe there are some cloud capabilities though.
Absolutely.
That don't require you to have a server, because a lot of small businesses don't. For example, we're not server based here.
Right.
We're peer to peer here still.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of them, a couple of the companies. I mean, companies like Logitech. Logitech has Wi-Life, I think it's called, which is an application they use for it's not as much surveillance, but it has that adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
Swan, S-W-A-N-N, Swan makes a line of these things that started about $250. And a lot of them, even if you can't log in remotely, they set up sort of a DVR with motion detection.
Yep.
So that you hide the camera, and it's a DVR that's separate from your computer. So you may not be able to. With some of them you can, with some of them you can't. But
right.
You log in, you set it up, and then you can come back, and it's set up for motion detection. So if it catches motion, it'll capture it. Or you tell it to shoot a shot every 30 seconds or every minute or so, and you can come back if something's wrong. What made me think of this story is there was a break-in at a home, just a home, and down here in South Florida about a month ago in the middle of June, where somebody broke in and they didn't know who it was until they looked at their monitoring software, a video cam with motion detection.
Wow.
It shot a picture of the kid who broke in and stole their Wii, their Sony Wii. So they were able to capture that, show it to the cops. The cops knew who the kid was and busted him. So, and it's something as simple as that. And if you work from a home office, you know, I'm always concerned about break-in and theft.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of people with nannies, a lot of people with babysitters.
Nanny cams.
Or they're trying to, you know, to there are just a lot of reasons. But, you know, I'm not sure, but I would suspect that if you checked with your insurance company, that they might actually have a discount available for people with monitoring systems.
I'll bet you they have discounts.
Because I know I get a discount on my home in my office because of my security system in both places.
Right. I'll bet you do. I'll bet you can, and I'll bet you they can help you if you have questions. I'll bet you they can help you find.
I'm not sure, but I think my security system gives me like a 10% discount.
Security systems often do, especially they generally have to be connected to central station, meaning the alarm goes
central
off.
Central monitor.
Smoke detection and fire detection, it's wired in also.
But here's the news, Jeff. The price of these things today have gotten down to the point where the discount almost pays for them in 1 year.
Absolutely.
I mean, that wasn't like that 5-10 years ago.
Right.
You had to say, okay, over 5 years or 10 years, I get my money back.
Right.
But if you've got a surveillance system, you can buy for $150. You might pay for that in a year or so.
Well, and think about the gentleman who I spoke to who uses it mostly. He likes the productivity. If you talk about the productivity that comes because you have, you know, 3, 5, 30, 100 employees. Who know the cat is watching, so the mice aren't going to be able to play, it could pay for itself in the first week.
Let me throw out another application, Jeff. I know a guy who builds high-end houses. I'm talking $10 million houses.
Right.
Those are not always in one neighborhood. And they're in different parts of the country, maybe in the world.
Right.
And he sets up this kind of a system in each one of those houses. And not only he, but the owners can go log on and watch the production, progress.
Well, then it becomes a marketing tool.
Exactly,
watch your house being built.
Exactly.
And then
so now, folks, think about how you extend this to whatever it is that you do.
Right. Absolutely.
Whatever it might be. If you're a farmer, watch your corn grow.
Right. If you're a painter, watch your paint dry.
Exactly. You can concrete the whole thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey Jeff, we need that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Good report.
It's all good.
Jeff.
Thanks
for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? That was good information. Jeff, was that Swan and Logitech? Those are two?
Swan and Logitech are just two of the many. So if you just search for
video surveillance. He and I don't have any stock in either one of those companies.
Not at all.
Do the search and start with those two maybe. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after this break, 29 after the hour. Stay with me.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.